Hi there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today I'm going to give you 5 simple steps to change your relationship with money. The thing is, if you have not got a good relationship with money, that you've got something going on in your subconscious that is telling you that it's not safe, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve it. And there are thousands of potential programs that are doing this. So here are 5 simple steps to help you to really change this relationship. The first step is to decide how much money you want. Now, I highly recommend that you don't just say, I want $1 million. Because here's what happens. If you say you want a lump sum right now, not only is it going to trigger all your self-worth issues, your doubts, your fears, all the stuff that's telling you that you're not good enough, then it's also a recipe for failure. Because even if you get $1 million, then you've got one lump sum. It's not a progressive flow of money over a period of time. What I highly recommend is that you work out how much money you want to bring in per year, then break it down per month, then break it down per week. So you have a constant flow of money coming into your life. It's a much more expansive focus. It also helps you to think about long-term, not just short-term gratification, which, let's face it, most of our society is really programmed for this short-term gratification thing. So yes, maybe having $1 million right here, right now might solve a lot of your immediate problems, but is it going to help you in 10 or 20 years? I guess if you invest it wisely, then maybe it can, but you know, there are a lot of people out there who win the lottery, and because they don't have a good money mindset, they actually lose it within 2 years. I know it sounds insane, but that's what happens. Because they don't have the right mindset, they end up right back where they started. So instead, I highly recommend that you focus on the long term, not just the short term. Second, what do you want that money for? The universe really likes to know what you're going to spend that money on. And it also, you might like to have a think about this one, is that you don't really want the money. You want what the money will give you. Having a whole stack of money in your bank account or even sitting right beside you is probably going to give you a little bit of peace of mind, but it's not going to give you much else. What are you going to spend that money on that's going to give you the fulfillment, the satisfaction, the joy, the feeling of freedom? What do you really want to do with this money? Also, what difference do you want to make? Once you've met all your own needs, wants, and desires, what do you want to do to leave a legacy and make a difference in the world? So these things are very, very important for you to quantify and let the universe know what you want that money for. Thirdly, this is the trickiest step of all, and it's the most important one. Well, in conjunction with step 4, it's the most important one. You must identify what the blocks are that you're experiencing to having that money in the first place. You were born an abundant being. You deserve to have abundance. We live in an abundant universe. There is money and resources everywhere. It's just that you're not channeling it in. You're not in vibrational alignment with it. What is keeping you out of vibrational alignment and stopping you from allowing the flow are the fears, the doubts, the self-belief, the self-worth issues, the things that, are saying that it's not safe, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it. So what are those blocks? Now this is going to take some really deep internal questioning for you to figure that out. And you know what the easiest way the easiest possible way that you can do this is to work with someone else. Doing it by yourself is really tricky. I know, I've proved it. And I know plenty of other people who have proved it as well, because your subconscious mind keeps all these things tucked away in the background. But when you work with somebody else who's on the outside looking in, then they're able to help you to find, ask the right questions and to help to find what those blocks are. So that's step 3, finding out what the blocks are. Step 4 is clearing the blocks. Now, this is actually a much easier step. It's just as important as step 3, You've got to identify the blocks first, obviously. And step four is to clear the blocks. Now, you've got emotional freedom technique is one of my favorite techniques ever. I use sound healing to actually elevate people's vibration and to change and shift consciousness. I also use something called Peace Process, Instant Miracle Technique, and there are loads of different very effective methodologies out there, strategies and techniques to help you to shift those blocks once you've identified them actually really quickly. Now, the fifth step is to take inspired action on the inspiration that comes through for you to create that extra cash flow in your life. Now, here's a practical step that you can take first, and that is every day for 30 days, write down three new ideas on how you could create new cash flow in your life. Then you've got to take, by the end of 30 days, you've got 90 ideas. Now, as soon as you have an idea that really resonates with you, then you've got to take action on those ideas. So now, while you're doing this, taking inspired action, here's a little subtopic that you've got to look at. What do you want to do for that money exchange? What do you want to offer to other people, as in services or products that are going to improve the quality of their lives in some way, to make that money exchange? Money is an exchange. So it's up to you to do something that you love, something that you're passionate about, something that you would do, and even if you don't get paid, so you just love it. It brings joy to your life, and it will bring a great amount of, it's a good service that other people will want to invest in, or product that other people will want to invest in that will improve their quality of life in some way, shape, or form. So they're the five steps. Now, if you are ready to really take action to help you to increase your relationship with money, improve your relationship with money, then I have something very, very special with you. For you, it's called the 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance program. It is totally free, and it is 21 days of emotional freedom technique videos that are all about abundance. Now, abundance is multidimensional. It's not just about money, but it is certainly, money is one aspect of abundance. So when you register your details by clicking the link below, you'll start to receive these emails with these tapping videos in them that will make an incredible advance in your life around your mindset, around abundance and money. And this is a huge start to you having a different relationship with money. So if you're ready for that, click the link below. I look forward to seeing you in the Tapping into Abundance Masterclass. But first, I want you to register for the masterclass. Then I want you to start taking these five steps. It is an ongoing process. It is an ongoing journey. We are all a work in progress, everybody on the planet. So these five steps are going to serve you for a lifetime. I look forward to seeing you in the masterclass. Take care. Have an exceptional day.
To join the Abundance Tapping Masterclass, please go to pitbull mindset.com/abundance-tapping. I look forward to seeing you there.